This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick thank you to Ton of Boss, the partner today when it comes to Dress Greg, which benefits the Greg Hill Foundation. And so I am wearing their shirt, and they are an apparel company designed around the love of being from Boston. And that company was founded to honor and remember Susie, who passed away in 2020 from Alzheimer's disease. And she loved Boston, and I love this apparel. So
it's awesome.
Good stuff.
And if you want to donate $100 to the foundation, I will wear whatever you want me to wear on this show and on Twitch, and this show on Twitch every day, presented by Springer's Jewelers. There are three Springer's locations you can visit: Portsmouth, New Hampshire; Portland, Maine; Bath, Maine. Visit springersjewelers.com.
There should be a Springer's Jeweler prize for the winner of the pre-diabetic open, and
yes,
there should be a FanDuel some line set.
Oh, yeah. I will get FanDuel. Absolutely.
Right.
And props.
Yep.
Like, how many dogs at the turn
right
for me and Chime?
Right. We should have Costos give some betting advice.
We should, yes, 100%. This is Andy from Danvers. Hey, Andy.
Happy opening day, everybody. How are you?
Great. And you too. Happy opening day.
Thank you. First thing, I just wanted to say, my dad says hello. He listens every day. Way too scared to call in, though.
Oh, well, thank you, Dad, for us.
Still a little hung up on what Chad was talking about earlier. I don't know how you can be all upset about what's going on with the double play when it's opening day. And to kind of echo Mr. Kennedy's anticipation, I have not been this excited for an opening day in years.
Yeah.
I mean, the roster, everything. I don't know how you can be hung up on the double play ball when...
I mean, Andy, have you seen the miss the cutoff, man? You're being a honk.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. Chad sucks.
Chad sucks. I agree. Thank you.
When was the last opening day, Curtis, that you anticipated as much as this one?
Boy, oh boy. I would probably say 2019, coming off the World Series, best team ever. That season didn't get off to a good start, but for me, it's just also, it's like, how do you not get nostalgic about opening day?
Yeah.
I mean, a great day of the year, going to Fenway with your dad, like, it's just awesome. What's not, even bad teams are happy today.
People want to hate the Red Sox.
Yeah, and you could tell the difference from last year, though. Even though it was opening day, I don't think people had the same type of energy or the year before.
I think you'll be able to see it also next Friday, for yourself. I would assume.
You could feel it already. Yeah, you could feel it already.
All right. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. You need an electrician, you got to call Coleman.
It's electric.
Breakfast in the morning, you're blaming Bullet for you being up all night because you probably had the poopies.
It wasn't me, really. I was just, I was awakened. It was really Lindsay who rushed Bullet to the emergency room.
Yeah.
And it seems like he just got an update. He's still getting, the poor thing is still getting sick.
Oh.
So.
Mm. Yeah. What kind of food you feeding him?
Well, we feed him fine food. Right. I mean, his regular food, and then we do a little ground turkey and carrot mix thing on top of it, so he eats everything.
I mean, be honest, has he been to Moo before, Shang?
He is not.
Did they give him a diagnosis at the hospital?
They said it was ulcers, I think.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if that's like an ulcer situation from his tummy hurting, or I'll get a full update later. And I'm sure if I paid another $2,500, you'd get like a formal report or whatever it is. Yeah.
See, take him to Dr. Diane. See what she says.
Dr. Diana, she really focuses on humans, but I mean, maybe she
even gets Dr. Diana's name, bro.
And her name is Diane.
Did you meet her?
Yeah.
She said she would, if you need a doctor, she'd love to be your doctor.
Yeah, Diana, short for Diana.
Should we do, we used to do Ask an Attorney? Should we do Ask a Doctor with Dr. Diana one day? I bet people would have some wild things that they would ask about.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to start another ick bracket. And automatically, the number one seed is when Greg hears or sees something that he thinks is cute and goes, oh. And it's the grossest thing I've ever heard.
I'm sorry. Try to fix that.
Yeah, no, that's not an ick.
Yeah. I have an ick when you can't get through a Hill note without getting out of breath.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
I think you disqualify everybody, then.
So let me get this straight. Kenny Tight Pockets doesn't want to send Jackson to the roadshow locations to film because the gas money isn't in the budget? Hey, Shime, go plug your car in.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's good.
You could do that. We don't need gas. You could just plug in anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, if they want to let me plug in here and let me use their electricity, I'd be happy to.
Curtis, Mariano Rivera's the most classy Yankee ever. Have you Googled him lately?
Well, he's been in the news. Not in a little good way, but.
Terry Francona said to Joe Torre on April whatever, 2005, that was the classiest thing I've ever seen.
Hey, Wiggy, is it true that during yesterday's colonoscopy, they found the Brockton Boxer playbook?
That's a good one.
Now you all understand why we call people that go to Duke Dookies.
Is that your most hated when it comes to college athletics? Well, no, you don't like Notre Dame. You and Curtis. Well, I know Curtis can't.
I hate Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Honestly, my least favorite school is Florida State.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Meanest fans I found. Really? Like the rudest. Okay. Them and Virginia Tech. But it's hard for me to say, too, because I'm an ACC gal. So I love ACC's programs. But yeah.
All right.
Greg, get off of Shine's back about buying an economical car in this economy. You're flexing, Sean. You're flexing about your EV. And then in the next sentence, Greg says, I'm about to buy a $100,000 Bronco, a Raptor. I can't wait to get my hands on it. If that's not a flex, I don't know what it is. I'm driving it to the seaport.
Yeah, those Broncos, pretty expensive. But they can get out and go,
I don't
though.
Think they're 100.
Yeah, they are.
Are they really?
Yeah, the Bronco Raptors can cost you 100 G's.
Can I finance that for 40 years?
Yeah, you can probably finance it for 40.
A couple $100.
You guys remember when Wiggy corralled the Ford guy at Fenway?
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, that if you can get your hands on or your connection on a free vehicle,
I love it.
Something, you take advantage of that.
We're ahead of the game.
You take advantage.
Greg will start doing reads for Ford very soon.
Got to.
Yeah, 100.
Guys, could you please stop talking about White Lotus? For those that don't watch it, it's boring AF to hear you talk about it.
Jeez, sorry. Jeez, lady.
Yeah, I don't watch it, and I just listen to you guys talk about it. It is very seems like it's very, now I don't want to use the word disgusting, but
it's not disgusting.
But they definitely take it to a whole other extreme.
Yeah, they're delving into some
incest,
forbidden areas.
I think that's a little weird.
It sure is.
I mean, I watch. I watch a lot of TV. Up on my Gangs of London just came out. I watch a lot of stuff where they're pushing the limits. Yeah. I watch Tyler Perry shows, and there's a lot of sexual pushing the limits.
Yeah,
but the Brokeback Mountain brother on brother stuff.
Well, Game of Thrones made a whole series out of incest. So
really,
that is true.
Yeah,
missed it.
Sorry, Greg. I tried not to call, but Curtis once again gets me angry, making fun of Bird's looks, comparing Tiger, saying Tiger was more talented at his sport than Bird. Stupid. Bird is my Tom Brady. To you, Curtis. And the players of today should thank him for how wealthy they are. Just another example of your stupidity and why you're hated. Numbnuts.
I think he likes you.
I love Larry Bird, too, though. But he did.
I don't think Curtis was saying, you weren't being negative about Larry Bird.
No, he just said he drank.
He's unwell. Let's
it was different. That was the early 80s. But he did definitely was a trendsetter as far as the trash talking, kind of changing the game. I do love the fact, and we talked about it, where he was like, I'm shooting the ball
because
I'm the best
last
player.
Last shot, I'm taking the last shot. You know,
so he
give
was
me the ball.
He was doing a lot of the things like that, like current players are doing. Is, you know, obviously he hustles and everything like that, but you got to love Bird. You got to love this whole Celtic city. Next week we get Bird, Magic, dive into the Lakers matchup.
It's really, really good. They did a great job with it. Marcus Smart was like that. He wanted the last shot.
I would think him and Bird are a little bit different when it comes to the last shot.
Well, when he left, we had to play like solemn music for a week.
Greg, you think working on your craft is a douche move because you don't have a craft. You talk on a radio. There's a difference. People with trades, crafts, sports, that's still a craft. You have nothing to work on but your audio.
Yeah, I mean, if LeBron wants to call it his craft,
mm-hmm.
and he wants to say that he doesn't have time to talk to Michael Jordan because he is working on his craft, then I guess that's his
I work on my craft every day.
That's you do?
I take Ken's emails and I try to, you know, get
Which
better.
Which part of your craft are you working on currently?
I would say I'm trying to work on the loud talking, but I feel like that's more of...
What do you mean loud talking?
Like you don't have to scream as much.
Oh,
but I feel like I don't really scream. I just feel like maybe I grew
animated.
Up as a loud talker, right? Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Because my wife's always like, "You talk so loud." But I'm like,
does she mean like in private or
no?
Like
just everywhere,
everywhere.
Yeah, she's like, people can hear you. Yeah, you know, you think you're whispering, but like,
but you really are a loud.
Like, I'm one of those loud talkers that you hear, and the rest of you gotta be kidding me, man, really. And she's like, turn it down.
Well, never forget, Curtis, when I was asked at a restaurant to tell Wiggy to be quiet.
Oh, my God. I forgot
See?
About that night.
And so I said,
Wiggy and Hall of Famer Ty Law.
Right. I said, you could go tell the two Super Bowl champs to be quiet.
That was so surreal. And you two, by the way, Courtney and Greg, absolutely Hall of Fame restraint.
Mm.
Oh, that person deserved to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys didn't tell me because I probably would have said something.
No, because you were doing nothing wrong.
And I went up to him at the end of the meal, too.
No,
and
I said, if you would have said, hey, you know, they're trying to tell you to quiet down, I would have said something to him. I'd have been like, hey, buddy, realize it's a restaurant. We could talk loud in here.
Yeah. And we've been giving you pub all week.
And the restaurant sucked.
Oof. Oh, yeah, the guy. I know. He said it as they were serving my hockey puck of a steak.
Oh, God. Tell Wiggy to quiet down.
Curtis was standing with me. I was so heated at the end of it. And I went up to him and I said, by the way, I think that was so inappropriate, the way that you just handled that and pulled me aside to go do your job.
He was concerned about the other four people that were dining at the place.
That was an A-plus behavior.
I also fell. What? In that restaurant.
You did trip.
Yeah.
Oh, we should call up Larry. Yeah.
I know. There was like it went from one surface to another, and I didn't see it, and I went diving.
I think Eamon picked you up, right?
Yeah.
I think you tripped over a blue cheese stuffed olive, if I remember correctly.
I only had one of those.
Jeez.
Hey, morning show. Let me see if I have this correct. So your draft guru is a grown man who plays with Pikachu cards and drives an electric Kia.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yep.
Yep. It is what it is.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Greg, so I got one more, but it's another song from the guy who wrote the, I think it's from the same guy who wrote the Shime song like last week.
Okay.
And so it's a little long. Do we want to get to it right this minute, or do we want to take a break first and
how
then
how long
it
is it?
It's a minute and a half.
Holy hell.
Yeah, this guy wrote like a full-on song.
Is this the one where he adds audio in from the show, Sean?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The guy who did the Shime song.
Yes.
Okay. Why don't we take a break?
Okay.
And we'll go out with that.
Perfect.
So we will be right back. Hill Notes this morning brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!